Good evening, Cowboys fans. I'm sitting in my hotel room in Seattle, Washington at the Westin downtown, looking over the Puget Sound as tomorrow, Friday morning at 11:40 Mountain Time, your Wyoming Cowboys will be taking on the UNI Panthers in what is called round two of the NCAA tournament. We all know it's really round one. The first four in really, those don't really count. Now, after the press conference today, Larry Shyatt insists this is just another business trip. But honestly, we all know better. This isn't just another business trip. This is the tournament. To say the bright lights of Key Arena in Seattle won't affect this team is insane. You'd be insane to think that. But that's not to say this team won't be ready. The bright lights make them better. This team has won every pressure game they've faced this season. Colorado, early in the season at home, 23-point victory. Buffs only scored 9 points in the second half. At Colorado State, early in Mountain West play, 6-point victory with that, remember, that big Jason McManaman 3 to seal it, the dagger. New Mexico, for first place at the time in the AA, a dramatic OT comeback where Nance had the slam for the win. An 11-point victory to Colorado State again, swept the Rams. At home in the AA, 11-point victory. And then, of course, the Mountain West Tournament. A win versus Utah State, not too impressive, but got them into the semifinal where they had that dramatic win against Boise State where they trailed by 12 with just under 2 minutes left in the first half. They trailed by 12 to the Boise State Broncos who were dominating Mountain West play. Still beat them. We can thank Josh Adams for that win, by the way. Had went on a 10-0 run practically by himself at the end of that half. And then we had the big win over SDSU, 45-43 for the Mountain West crown, where Derek Cook Jr., of all the people on this team, if you would have said, you need someone to make two clutch free throws to win the Mountain West crown, I think Derek Cook would have been last on my list. And he drained him, didn't even sweat it. I guess I have really seen it all. So who's to say the Cowboys won't be ready for UNI, led by senior forward Seth Tuttle? By the way, Tuttle is averaging 15 points and close to 7 rebounds a game. Compare that to our senior forward Larry Nance, 16 points and 7 rebounds a game. Both dominant defensive forces, and both teams rely on these guys to power the offense. If you made a silhouette of these guys and watched them play, I bet you couldn't tell the difference. They're both the same height, close to the same weight. It's going to be quite the matchup. I think the matchup to watch in the NCAA tournament, at least for this round. The parallels between these teams are stunning. Both average just over 60 points per game and allow less than 57 points per game. The opponent's field goal percentage, both below 40. If you're looking for a barn burner, change the channel. First team to 50 wins. Tomorrow beckons, Cowboy Nation. Where will you be? Remember to like The Branding Iron on Facebook and comment your thoughts below. Remember to follow The Branding Iron on Twitter at UWYOBI and Branding Iron Sports at UWBI Sports. This is Matthew Fabian, sports editor of The Branding Iron, signing off.